T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A team with a great perimeter defender and an above-average interior defender as it relates to Kevin Love. Let's go to Carlos. Carlos is in Fremont. What's going on, Carlos? How you doing, man?
Doing well, man. How you guys doing today?
Good. Doing well.
Right on, right on. So tell me what you guys think of this. I really feel we need to let go of D'Angelo Russell, and we need to get a big. We need to get a big in order to get those offensive and defensive rebounds, especially the offensive rebounds, to give Steph and Klay second and third chances to make those shots. Because, you know, if they're getting second or third chances, they're going to make those shots. And then, of course, the defensive rebounds to take away from the opposing team. I really feel like that's what the Warriors need. And, of course, we need talent coming off the bench, because that was a huge part of the recipe of those championships, was talent coming off the bench. Tell me what you guys think.
I think they think they're going to be deep next year. Just when you start saying they are going to have a high pick, whether the high pick starts, the high pick probably won't even start. But you'd like to think the number one or number two pick will be a rotation guy.
No doubt.
And then you pick out one guy from the team now that you think could be, you know, do you really like Alec Burks? If you really like Alec Burks, bring him back, and next year he's your ninth man.
Right.
You have the mid-level exception. Can you get a guy who's a rotation player?
Apparently Iguodala's a lock to be here. Yeah. So
415 says Kevin Love has a $30 million per year contract. What are you guys on? Yeah, and you're going to have to acquire him by trading a $30 million player, or roughly that. And that is what D'Angelo Russell is. Guy's making, I want to say, about 26 or 27 this year.
27 to 28 a year, man. So you can make that work. Back to the deal.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I just think 925, Kevin Love.
And that's
Kevin Love. You have to be joking with this conversation. Well, why not get Melo?
Nobody's married to Melo.
I'm just telling you. Okay, I'll just lay it. I'll put the rat on the table, even though Guru's not here.
Hey.
Guru with his son.
Yeah.
Taking care of some business.
Being a good father out there.
I would rather have Kevin Love than D'Angelo Russell. I just would. I'm not crazy about Russell.
I just don't know about for this team. If you ask me, who would you rather start a franchise with at this stage, D'Lo or Kevin Love? Obviously, it'd be D'Angelo Russell, because he's a lot younger, and Kevin Love has a lot of miles. If you wanted to make a trade, who would you rather have, Kevin Love or D'Lo? I'd probably rather have D'Lo. But in this offense, with the style of play the Warriors want to play, on any given night, I think Kevin Love is probably the better fit. And you look at him, he's still shooting 35% from the three-point line, making two, attempting nearly six, shooting about 44% from the floor. Not great, but he's still serviceable as an offensive player, averaging just shy of 16 points a game. So for this team, Steiny, Kevin Love's probably a better fit.
Just turned 31 in September. So he's not a spring chicken, but if you're somebody out there that believes Curry and Klay and Draymond still have stuff in the tank, well, then maybe Love has something still in the tank, too. Let's go to the good Dr. Hustle. What's going on, Dr. Hustle? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? Before we get started, how did Guru not jump over all of that naughty pajamas thing? He could have doubled that down with his blue chew. You know Guru likes getting checked. He could have went back to back. But I know he's probably out there listening.
I'm different.
But the Warriors, man, check it out. I think next year you've seen that Pascal can play, like Steinman says, whether he's a starter, rotation player. At the very least, he's a very serviceable player. You get Klay Thompson back, Steph, Draymond, and if we can get the kid from Memphis, Wiseman, the center, and then you find, you know, are you going to keep Glenn Robinson the third, the mid-level exception? This team will be, I'm not going to say championship again next year, but they'll be right back in the mix. Top four team in the West. And that's crazy to think a team that has five wins just lost to the Knicks.
I got a question for you, Dr. Hustle. I'm just going to be honest. Have you seen Wiseman play? How is he? Is he the real deal?
No, he hasn't. he hasn't played yet because
I thought he played like two games.
Yeah, he's played two games, and then he's I guess he'll be back after he got popped for 12 more games, right, or something like that. The one game I've seen him, I mean, it's tough in college, like especially with bigs these days, because it's such a guard.
He's having a Bosa type of year.
He's having a Bosa type of year.
So he's going to come out with very, very little, with not much of a resume, Dr. Hustle.
But look at how that worked out for Bosa. And plus,
that's true.
The Warriors have wing players. I would like to take a chance with the big man. Looney will be back. We signed him to. He's still under contract for next year, so he can help us out under the center. But hey, great show as always. Bang bang, Niner gang.
Thanks, Dr. Hustle. Appreciate it.
Not a doctor.
Another name that's come up a lot is Steven Adams. You know, I don't know that Oklahoma City wants to get rid of him. And the reason I'm saying that, they have so many picks. I almost think they're going to want to have a few veterans around because right. they are going to have a ton of picks in the next several years. Andre Drummond is another name that comes up a lot.
Andre Drummond comes up a lot. Aaron Gordon comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon comes up a lot because you look at his deal. You know, he signed a 4-year, $76 million extension in 2018. That's a guy where it'd be intriguing because he does play hard, right? He's worked on his three-point shot. Not a great offensive player, but you don't necessarily need that when you have Steph and Clay. And he plays defense, Stardy. He's all around the rim. He blocks some shots. That may be the type of move him, because I think Drummond would be a dream. If the Pistons called right now and said, hey, Bob Myers, you want Drummond? Give us D'Lo. I'm pulling the trigger right away.
I think I am too. And I'm not in love with Drummond, but I feel like I know what this team is, even with D'Angelo Russell. So I would bring Drummond in just to see the different dimension he can give you.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at with the Warriors. I mean, the question we're asking is, at this point, a third of the way through the season, essentially, if you're Bob Myers or Joe Lacob or even a Warrior fan, are you ready now? Because he can be traded now in mid-December. So he can be traded next week.
Yeah.
So my question to Warrior fans is, have you seen enough? Are you ready to move him, which is what a lot of people thought would happen when they acquired him. Have you seen enough?
Well, I've seen enough.
Seen enough of D'Angelo Russell to say, yeah, okay, we've got to start looking to move him. He ain't the guy.
Bye-bye.
Or do you say, hey, you got to give this kid a chance to play with Curry and Clay, even if it's maybe at the end of this year? I mean, I don't think that's an easy decision, honestly.
No, it's not. I wouldn't pull the trigger right now in December, because then you really think about the scoring, man. Like,
well,
you know, you want to hold on to him, and you hope that he doesn't get hurt, right? That's the hope here, because it just feels like now when I'm at Chase Center last night, standing and watching the game, I'm just looking around, and I'm looking at D'Lo and the way he plays, and I'm saying, can he adjust? Because he is only 23 years old. You know, can he adjust to playing championship-type-level basketball? He's only sniffed the playoffs one time, got a first-round exit against Philadelphia, got bounced in five against the Sixers. Can he play championship-level basketball? Can he play in this type of system? And it just doesn't look like he can play in a system. He needs more pick and roll. Like the Houston Rockets, right? That would be perfect for D'Lo. That's his type of basketball. Ball in his hands, dribble, 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 you know, floaters in a lane. That's his style. I don't know if this is his style. And I don't know if Steve Kerr wants to adjust his style to cater to D'Angelo Russell, knowing that Steph and Clay are coming back at some point.
I mean, I think that's also a fair point. One of the things I've been saying, and I still believe it, but I'm acknowledging it wouldn't have been the perfect solution. So I thought when Durant said he was going to Brooklyn,
right?
I at that point would have made a decision I would not have taken D'Angelo Russell. I would have let Durant leave for nothing. I would have brought Iguodala back for the final year of his contract. I would have paid Clay like we paid Clay. And then going into this year, knowing that at the end of this year, you've got a lot of flexibility. The problem with that turned out to be, in fairness, had Curry gotten, had you done that and Curry got hurt like he did, I mean, that team They wouldn't be able to score at all.
They wouldn't score 80 points.
I mean, could you imagine a team right now without D'Angelo Russell, but with Andre Iguodala? I mean, that...
This would be like...
That, in fairness, would be a problem.
They'd had nights where they looked like the old Knicks and Heat matchup in the late 90s, where it was like first to 75 wins the game. I mean, would it be rough out there? Rough, but I mean, surprisingly, like, Kai Bowman's come out of nowhere. He scored a little bit. I don't... Like, you're right. You're right. They had to get somebody to put the ball in the hoop. And I get why Bob Myers made that move to bring in D'Angelo Russell, because you're right. Iguodala wasn't playing 82 games.
Right.
I mean, you were going to low manage the hell out of him, and then his money's coming off the books. This situation at least is a little better, where teams could see D'Lo and say, okay, I'll take a flyer on him. He's already under contract.
Right.
Especially a team that may be trying to sell. I don't know. The NBA is weird like that, Steiny. Where I always say there's always a sucker, right? There's always a sucker in the NBA that will take out a deal for somebody. They'll become a disgruntled superstar somewhere, somehow. Could be Karl Anthony Towns, could be Drummond, could be somebody.
No doubt.
And they're going to want out. That's where the Warriors could basically harp on that moment and say, you know what? Let's go make this move now. We got a trade asset. We had the trade exception alongside the mid-level exception. So, look, by trading D'Lo, they could still be in contention next season, but almost... For just a fan's sake, for just my personal being selfish, like, I kind of want to see him play with Steph and Clay.
Well, and I do think, you know, I'm not a big D'Angelo Russell fan, but in a perfect world, he's playing this year with Steph Curry. We knew he wasn't going to play with Clay.
Right.
But you put Steph Curry out there with D'Angelo Russell, he might look a little bit different. As a number two scorer, I'm a little leery of making him kind of the third scorer, just because I don't like scorers that have to do. You might have to ask him to do some kind of role player things, right. If you know what I mean.
And did you see enough when they played together? Because they were getting they were winning games. They go to Oklahoma City and it was
rough. The Phoenix game is the game that stuck out to me when they were down 50-17.
Oh my Lord.
And that was with Curry in the first half. And then of course Curry got injured. Yeah, got injured in that. That
Aaron
was a Phoenix
Baines fell,
game.
Yeah, that's Phoenix right. game. Aaron Baines fell on his hand and yeah, it was ugly though. But it was one of those moments where it was like, oh my Lord, this team may not win 45 games. They may really miss the playoffs. That's where reality hit.
Right. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Let's go out to Al. Al's in Oakland. He wants to jump into a little Raiders talk, and sounds like maybe some Warriors talk too. What's up, Al? How you doing, man?
Oh my Lord, this is
good. Man. How you doing, Bonte?
What's up, man? What's up, Al?
Yeah, you know, hey, I'm a sad Raider fan and a Warrior fan. I've been working for those guys for 22 years as the gatekeeper for the Raider media and the Warriors, and I miss a lot of all the people that I've been dealing with, the media and guys like you.
Now it rings a bell. You remember Al comes down, says hi to us all the time, walks by post-game.
Of course. Hey, Al, what's up?
Well, I let what's-his-name in when he wanted to come to a basketball game and he had a backpack. They wouldn't let him in with a backpack. But I vouched
Guru?
For him.
Who, Guru?
No. No. Your partner right there.
Bonte.
I got him. No.
Steiny,
yeah. He tried to come in the plaza, and he had his backpack, and they wouldn't let him in. But I recognized him, you know, and I told the other guys to let him in.
Now I remember. Now I remember. Yes.
Yeah, but I worked 22 years, and I know Tittle and all the guys, you know, and it's rough losing two teams in 1 year for me because I worked for them for 22 years. I also worked for the A's, so you understand.
No doubt, yep.
It's a love of the people, the game, and everything else, but I'm just like to let a little steam off about losing this. But anyway, guys,
fair.
I appreciate you letting me spout.
No doubt about it.
Anytime,
Al. Thank you, Al. Appreciate
it. Good to
hear
from you.
I think he means last year, but I'm not a backpack guy. Used to be a backpack guy. Now I got a really nice,
been there 22
really
years.
Nice leather bag.
It's been there 22 years, man. It's a long time. And that's
you're a backpack guy.
I'm a big
guy,
backpack
right?
guy. I got like three at the house. Guru hates backpacks.
I don't like backpacks. Them on the BART train.
Why?
Because they occupy too much space. In fact, the other day on BART, guy comes in with his backpack, and it's a thick one, and one of the other riders says, hey, take your backpack off. He didn't like it, but you're supposed to.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it's kind of a rule, right?
Well, I've been kind of that guy on Muni where it's been packed.
Takes up a whole other body space.
You know what? But that's why I wear it, because I don't want people hovering all over. I mean, people are breathing on you. They're
Diva tendencies.
They're coughing. Like, it is DTs. Brutal on Muni, man. It is DTs. But I kind of wear my backpack purposely or put it on the seat.
Even on a crowded
train. Can't do it.
All the time.
Oh, man.
I need my space, man.
Now, what if somebody would come up to you and say, excuse me, sir, please take your backpack off? I can't imagine somebody like 5'11 saying
that. Yeah. Hell no. Nah. You know what, actually? Now that I think about it, that actually happened about 3 months ago. They're like, there's no room, man. You're going to have to take your backpack off. And the way he said it, I was like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to have to take my backpack off. It's all right. It's not a problem.
Let's go to Chris. Chris is in San Leandro. What's going on, Chris? How you doing, man?
That's a proper etiquette.
What's up, BS and G? I just want to say that I think the D-Lo experiment is, I don't think it's going to work out. Just hold on to him. Stay patient. Wait for the right time to trade him. Man, like, we're not used to seeing this isocentric ball. It was cool with KD because he's one of the, like, best players on the planet, but watching D-Lo do it, it's like, it's just kind of, everything gets bogged down. And I was excited to get D-Lo because when I didn't really watch him. I watched his highlights.
Right.
Good on the highlight film, but on the floor watching him for 48 minutes, I don't see it working with Steph and Clay. And that's all I got to say.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it.
That's the thing, the way he fights through screens, the way he runs the offense. What does he do when he doesn't have the ball in his hands? It's last night, the last two games were the first two games, because I was pro D-Lo.
Right.
I've been pro D-Lo alongside Guru, because I thought, oh man, this guy's got skills, he's matured. But just watching him against Ja Morant in Memphis, and the way he ran the team last night, oh man, I'm down on him. I just don't think it's going to work here, man. That's at the bottom line is, they're going to have to move him because I think the league is getting bigger. Just the way the Knicks rent. The Knicks are going to the rack like they had Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley last night.
I know. And Morris kills him.
Killed him. He almost dropped a 40 burger on him.
I know it.
RJ Barrett probably had his best game in his rookie season. I mean, it's the New York freaking Knicks off the back to back. That can't happen, man, if you're D'Angelo Russell.
All righty. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Dialpad. We got Last Call coming up. And I also want to revisit a conversation that started the show. I want you guys, and maybe this will be the last call question, but we gotta rank right now where Jimmy G is in the MVP conversation, because he may very well be in it. And that's all sponsored by Dialpad. Jimmy.
Hear Warriors head coach Steve Kerr today at 5:30 with Damon Radowankowski. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
All righty. Coming up on the home stretch, want to wish Guru and his son best of luck today. Guru,
hell yeah,
taking his son to see the doctor to hopefully clear him after a concussion over the weekend. Guru scrammed a little bit early, and I just want to tell him we are thinking of him and wishing nothing but the best for he, his son, and his entire family.
Wow. He made sure to steal some lumpias before he left.
Gotta say, thank you so much to the Lumpia Company.
I like that.
I've now had a Lumpia, and let me tell you, it's not going to be my last. It's not going to be my last.
Alex for and show. Vincent, shout out to them. The flavors here, Filipino ginger chicken, turkey and veggies, the Earl Special, the Crab Shack, which was really good.
What I had the
bacon
last
cheeseburger, I had the, and the strawberry peach cobbler.
Bacon cheeseburger.
These are fire.
He said to me, I'm not a big onion guy, so he said you got to have then the strawberry peach cobbler. No, I got to have some meat in the lawyer.
Got to have some meat, yeah. That's the one I didn't try because I go back out there 5 minutes later and it's five lumpias left, so everybody here had a good time.
You needed lumpias.
Yeah, we did miss out. We did miss out. But shout out Alex and Vincent. Thanks for delivering that. Shout out E40 for making that happen. Very, very good lumpia company. And they said they may have a BSG flavor
really?
Coming to a store near you.
What? You know what it would have to be? It would have to be like steak.
Yeah.
Roast beef. Is that steak?
Yeah.
You know, like it's like a three meat.
Roast beef would be
two
tough,
dark meat yeah. and like a white chicken, something like that. Yeah, I mean, mix it up like that, if you know what I mean. All right, we got last call coming up in 10 minutes, and here's what it's going to be. We started the show talking about MVP candidates in the NFL. And I said that I think Jimmy Garoppolo is absolutely a top five MVP candidate. And I said, in fact, I have him at three behind Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson.
Jimmy.
And I have Jimmy. Garoppolo. To say Guru and Bonte didn't agree with me would be an understatement. But
yep.
I pointed to his record. I pointed to his three-game stretch against these really good teams. I thought about kept it a hundy. He's been healthy all year. And I point to the main thing is teams winning. So
well, you flip Guru.
Last call. That's not hard. Last call in 10 minutes. Let's start racking them. 888-957-9570. I want your top three MVP candidates in the NFL this year. 888-957-9570. I want your top three MVP candidates in the NFL this year.
Top three MVP candidates.
Yes. And I'll ask for yours, Bonte, in a second.
Yep, yep.
I'd hear about Sean Payton.
I swear to you, I was looking at it on my phone, and I wanted to bring it up last segment, and we got sidetracked. How funny is that? Tell our audience what happened with Sean Payton.
All right,
great.
So Sean Payton loses to the 49ers on Sunday, and after the game, he goes to Whole Foods. First of all, that's how you know Sean Payton's got money.
Yeah.
If you shop at Whole Foods, you're making big money.
Steiny,
let's face it.
I shop at Whole Foods.
I do too, but yeah, it is
balling
expensive.
On a budget. It is, man. You're
very,
crippled after
very
that.
Very expensive.
After that
but they do have good stuff.
They got great stuff. It's healthy.
So Sean Payton told the radio show that the butcher asked him about the 2-point conversion, and Payton didn't like it. And he said, you need to worry about your frickin' meat. That's what he told the butcher. So here's what Payton said. I certainly understand the fans asking questions. I got the guy at frickin' Whole Foods asking me about the 2-point play. I looked at him, the guy in the meat section, and I said, hey, your steaks don't look too good right now. Worry about your frickin' meat. So Payton says, you know, I wasn't. It was kind of serious, not really serious. And then this is what he said. I kind of want to get your take on it. You know, on Sunday after a game, this is according to Sean Payton. You know, on Sunday after a game, I'm going to pick up some food for dinner. I really don't want to hear about a 2-point play call. Anyway, it just got under my skin. I circled my cart back around and kind of called him out. I was kind of sliding down the aisle, got the produce right here to the left. You see the meats, I made a right, and I'm heading for the coffee. I thought they were all kind of in jest. And then I heard one of them say something about, why'd you go for two? I kept walking toward the dairy, and I'm like, no, I'm not letting this go.
Hell
I'm
no.
Turning around. I went back, and he was fine. I wasn't negative. He just wanted to know, and I explained it to him. I would never usually go for two that early, but when we get a penalty, and now we're on the one, and we're 50% closer, he got it. He got it, and then I gave him a hard time and said, some of these cuts don't look good either. So that's what was happening. It was kind of in jest. We were having a little fun. Here's my question. If you're shopping on a Sunday night and you bump into Kyle Shanahan, let's say after the Baltimore game,
right?
Do you say, hey, Kyle, what's up with your clock management? You know what I mean?
Right. Kyle doesn't get it.
Well,
I don't know.
Hey, Kyle, man, great game against Baltimore, man. I was physical, man. You guys were right there, man. But why'd you let 50 seconds? Could I ask you why you let 50 seconds burn off the clock? And I would have to ask if I saw him in the shopping. I'm not mad at that butcher for asking the question. And I'm also not mad at Sean Payton for circling back and checking him and then taking a shot at his meats, man. That's great. I actually respect Sean Payton more for that.
Coming up, yeah, especially if it was good natured, right, which it sounds like it mostly was. 888-957-9570. Last call's coming up in 5 minutes. And I have Jimmy Garoppolo in my top three of NFL MVP candidates. I've got Lamar Jackson, number one. I've got Russell Wilson, two. And right now I've got Garoppolo climbing the charts to three. Am I crazy?
Absolutely.
And if I am crazy, what is your top three MVP list right now?
That's Jimmy.
Last call, 888-957-0.
I will say it's not crazy that we're having this conversation, especially when you think about the overreactions on his show during the preseason.
Right.
I mean, we could never get that back, what happened after the Denver game. It's like, oh, my Lord, this guy's wrecked. But, I mean, he's come a long way. He has played better every single week. And it's a credit to Jimmy Garoppolo that we're even mentioning him in the MVP race. I do think comeback player of the year is definitely...
You know what? Do they have that in the NFL?
They have that in the NFL.
Well, then...
He should be a lock. I can't think of anybody else who would be in a conversation for that award. Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, he's playing at a high, high level. I just have, you know, Lamar, Russell Wilson. I still have Deshaun Watson. I got Michael Thomas from the Saints, wide receiver. Because I know it's not fair. And them is the rules that quarterbacks get all the love. But why not Michael Thomas? I mean, this guy, you take him off the New Orleans Saints, I don't think they're a 10-3 team. I think they're more like 7-6.
How about Coach of the Year? Just throwing that out.
Shanahan's definitely in a conversation. Mike Tomlin's in a conversation. No doubt about it. Pittsburgh rallying like that. So, you know what? Matt LaFleur is going to get a couple votes too. But Kyle Shanahan right now is a leader in the clubhouse.
He's certainly going to be up there. I think John Harbaugh is going to get some consideration because of that offense he's put together. And Mike Tomlin. That's pretty impressive. I think he's got to finish it. He's got to get them into the postseason.
He's got to be. He should finish in the top three though, because that's a guy I thought, boy, he lost that locker room. It's time for him to go. It's time for Pittsburgh to press the reset button. Hell of a coaching job. He's on his third string quarterback.
And a couple comeback player of the year suggestions here. Ryan Tannehill.
No doubt.
And your boy Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook's had a great season. He's going to get some MVP love as well. He's run the rock hard in Minnesota, man. He's a good player.
888-957-9570. Last call coming up in 3 minutes. Give me your top three MVP list right now in the NFL. We're getting some comments coming in on the text line.
Real quick. Yeah. Major League Baseball has officially removed marijuana. MLB officially removes marijuana from banned substances list for baseball players.
It's going along with the societal pattern. The league that's just behind on this is the NFL.
And
to me, it's the league that should be at the forefront.
Absolutely.
You want to get high?
Look, marijuana has been proven to help with pain management. And NFL players, they get banged up. I mean, in a big, big way.
Yep.
So that's that's interesting to me, no doubt about it. And also the other baseball piece of news, the San Francisco Giants unveiled new dimensions at Oracle Park, and not insignificant, but I actually did think that it was going to be kind of more.
Right.
Than we thought. A 421 triples alley going to 415.
Yeah, I thought it'd be 400 or something.
and dead center goes from 399 to 391. That's not insignificant. That's what's the warning track? About 10 feet?
10 feet.
Something like that?
Yeah, 5 to 10 feet. Center field to play. It'll be lively out there. Now, where are they going to put the bullpens now? Are they going to put the bullpens?
Where the kale garden is.
Kale garden? That's smart. I mean, I like, I mean, yeah, it's time to put bullpens there. Don't even get me started on the kale card.
You like kale? It's a superfood.
It's all right.
It absolutely.
I've had kale. I've come in here with kale smoothies. Kale's not bad. But it's just the fact that they build a kale garden for 100 pence, and it's just like, all right.
Wait, it was for, I didn't know it was 400 pence.
Well, he was about those 400 pence, but it was basically, he was the big guy who pushed that.
Oh, okay.
100 pence organic farms.
So, also, 100 pence. Pablo Sandoval got married. You see that?
No, I did not.
And 100 pence was at the wedding.
I thought Pablo was married already. Is that a second wife?
Or, I don't know.
Not five.
Wait,
not
real
six,
quick, Stein, before
seven.
The last call. Peter DeBoer fired by the Sharks.
Yeah.
Sharkies.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Gar!
Didn't get it done last year in the Western Conference final.
Gar!
Hockey's ruthless, man. You get out to a slow start in hockey, they have no patience for coaches. Guy just went to a Stanley Cup, went to the Western Conference finals, came back from 3-1 against Vegas.
Bye bye.
And you just fire him already? Jeez.
I mean, I thought Ron Rivera got stiffed a little bit.
He did.
Went to the playoffs 4 of his 6 years.
He gone.
But yeah, he is gone. All right, let's do it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, here we go. 888-957-9570. Give me your top 3 MVP list right now in the NFL. And we're going to start in Pacifica with Jesse. What's going on, Jesse? 1, 2, 3. Who you got?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Great show. Great
Thank
show
you.
I got I understand about Garoppolo. He's doing great. He's had a couple games, but that defense pulled you guys through, the 49ers. But I got number 1, Lamar Jackson. I got McCaffrey number 2. And then number 3, I got Delvin Cook. Then Russell Wilson.
Okay. All right.
Not bad.
Fair enough. Jonathan. Mimosa Jonathan in San Francisco.
Who the hell is John?
He's got Jimmy Garoppolo number 1. Guaranteed.
No, he doesn't.
No, he's top 5. But you know what? He's going to win comeback player of the year. It's Lamar. It's Russell. And the running back from Stanford, McCaffrey. But you know what? Mark of a good, great team. You don't know who gets the credit, man. And that's a complete team. That's the San Francisco 49ers. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
888-957-9570. This is last call. Top 3 NFL MVP candidates, or what's your list? Let's go to Frank. Frank is in Tracy. What's going on, Frank? How you doing? Give me your top 3.
Yeah, man. It's pretty much same thing. Lamar, Russell, and McCaffrey. He's carrying that team, even with Allen as the QB. So that's my top 3, man.
Yeah, let me... I actually started the show by asking, how do you determine an MVP? And I made it clear, to me, the most important thing is how the team's doing. But not everybody has that criteria, which is fine. And that's why McCaffrey's going to get consideration. Because, I mean, it's almost like, can you hold it against McCaffrey that his team stinks?
Right.
I get that argument. Derek. Derek is in Richmond. What's going on, Derek? Give me your top 3 NFL MVP list right now.
Number 1, if something happens to him, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Number 2, if he breaks his arm, Lamar Jackson. Number 3, if he breaks his leg, Lamar Jackson.
Fair enough. Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it. Now, he does have a quad issue.
Has a quad issue.
Got a quad issue. Let's see what happens tonight.
Tonight against the Jets. Jets are 17-point dogs.
Are you serious?
That's a lot of points.
A lot of points. Let's go to Roger. Roger is in Daly City. Give me your top 3, Roger.
Let's go. Lamar Jackson, number 1. Russell Wilson, number 2. McCaffrey, number 3. But Garoppolo is going to win the MVP. He's going to win the Super Bowl MVP when we go to Miami. Let's go. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Let's go.
All right, we got a couple coming in over the text line. 510 says Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. We got... here's the first non-Lamar Jackson is number 1. McCaffrey, Lamar Jackson, Jimmy G. Let's go to Jose. Jose is in Vacaville. What's going on, Jose?
Hey, man, thank you for taking my call. I definitely go number 1, Lamar. Number 2 would be McCaffrey. And number 3, Michael Thomas. Thank you for taking my call, man.
All right, so he's got Michael Thomas in there.
And we also got one from the 510 here. How can everyone overlook Michael Thomas? On pace to set records this year, best receiver this year in football. And I agree with that. Michael Thomas has become just the boss at the wide receiver position. Where would the Saints be without him? Probably not 10-3. So I definitely think he deserves votes. And You know, that's why I got a problem with the MVP system. It seems like you read the odds of Vegas.
Right.
It's all quarterbacks. It's all quarterbacks.
Right.
Like and the running game doesn't matter or defense, you know?
Only four non-quarterbacks in the last 20 years have won the MVP. There's a couple of interesting stats just to keep in mind with Garoppolo. The 49ers' 43 offensive touchdowns this season ranks second in the NFL to the Ravens, and they're the most by a 49ers in a single season since 2001.
Wow. That's Jeff Garcia.
Yeah. Debo Samuel, 640 Debo. Receiving yards. That's the fourth most by a rookie in franchise history. Who do you think the other three are?
Oh, well, Jerry Rice for
That's
sure.
One.
I would say the late, great Gene Washington.
That is correct.
Number three, I don't know. I would guess Dave Parks? Dave Parks.
Dave
that
Parks.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Dave Parks. Not familiar with Dave Parks. Not familiar with Dave Parks.
I was surprised John Taylor's not on there, or J.J. Stokes, or T.O. was a little young. I mean, yeah, that's
how much did T.O. play his first year?
He played, but he was the number three guy. He was, you know, he was behind J.J. Stokes. Crabtree not on there. I know he held out for the first five weeks of the season. Remember that?
He used to hold out the first 5 weeks of every season, didn't he?
It felt like it, right?
I mean, that is absolutely what it felt like. All right, the 49ers playing the Atlanta Falcons this weekend at Levi's Stadium. They're going to be down, it looks like, five defensive starters. So once tomorrow rolls around, we are going to talk a lot about that game coming up Sunday. The opponent may not be top quality, but it's a must win for the 49ers if they want to win the NFC. They don't have wiggle room unless the Seahawks lose games. But, you know, Bonte, you don't want to play that game.
No, you don't. You don't want to scoreboard watch and hope that the Seahawks. You got that gift last week when the Seahawks lost in L.A. You got your gift. So now you're back in first place, and now you control your own destiny, which they did basically last week as well. But now it's like, all right, we went out. We had our business. We don't have to look at the freaking scoreboard. We don't have to worry about what's happening in the Pacific Northwest. We can win this thing by just going out and winning. But I'm not going to lie to you, Stein. Five defensive starters out. You see guys playing a lot more snaps. I saw Grant Cohn from the Santa Rosa Press Democrat tweet out that Nick Bosa's played more snaps this season than he ever did, basically, in a season at Ohio State.
I think this is probably obvious. This is the most he's played in any season ever.
Ever.
Just because they've already got 13 games under their belt. And isn't that funny, though? He's been an Iron Man this year.
Right. That was a big knock on him.
When we weren't even sure if he was going to be ready for game one. And then when he played game one, everybody was thinking, well, are you getting him back there too soon?
Right.
And he's played all 13 games. Yep. So the San Francisco 49ers in another big game this weekend against the Atlanta Falcons. Golden State Warriors tomorrow night. They're headed to Utah. Utah hasn't played that well this year, but it is a tough place to go and win.
They always start slow, Steiny.
They do. I think they're 13-11, though. Yeah,
they started slow like the last 3 years, and then by the end of the year, they're like a 4 or 5 seed.
Yeah, they'll probably get there. So we got the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off, which means John Dickinson and Matt Kolsky will join you for the pregame show tomorrow at 4:30. That's going to do it. The boys are next. Do we know anybody big for the boys?
Steve Kerr, I think.
Oh, Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock. Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock with Damon Ratto and Kolsky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.